The Greatest Feeling in the World. Published 24 February 2010. Seduction is 100% an emotional process. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All of the lines, tricks, theories, fashion frames, and routines we learn and use are simply tools to create a desired emotional outcome. They're a means, not an end. The greatest feeling in the world is when you and a woman are so intimate emotionally that the physical limitations of your body become stifling. You yearn to melt one another and mix yourselves into some kind of concoction. Sex is a byproduct of this process, the ultimate act of physical intimacy, a last-ditch effort to become one with one another. When you have the greatest feeling in the world, logistics fall by the wayside. The idea of resistance is as absurd as returning money you just won in the lottery. Cockblocks, if they even existed, would be helpless to penetrate your newfound love bubble, creating an entire system and library of pickup theory around the banal goal of simply fucking sells ourselves short. It goes much further than that. Move the goal posts back, aim for the greatest feeling in the world, and sex becomes merely a pleasurable side effect. It's always been assumed that it took dating someone months or even years to reach this place, but it can be reached in a matter of hours, and she doesn't even have to speak your language. 11 p.m. Buenos Aires, tourist bar, mostly Europeans and a few Americans, boring, but also a smattering of South American travelers more interesting. Quality is mediocre. I seek out the hottest girl there. Found her. She looks Brazilian, as only Brazilians have a smorgasbord of mixed genetics like her. Upon further inspection, she is way, way overdressed for this place, typical Brazilian behavior, and doesn't shy away from eye contact when made. Only Brazilian girls do this. She's talking to two guys, can't tell if they're with her or if they just opened her. I'm busy scavenging for munchies as I hadn't eaten yet that night. We catch eye contact again, has to be Brazilian. I interrupt their conversation, you must be Brazilian. She smiles, yes, how did you know, in broken English. The guys are definitely not with her. They try to remain engaged in the conversation, but it's apparent within a few minutes that I'm the only one she wants to talk to. They each drop off within a few minutes. 1 a.m. Dancing, spinning, falling figuratively, not literally, like kissing. We're inseparable now, the bubble is forming. No one else dares speak to us. We're either dancing together or I'm sitting with my arms wrapped around her. We physically don't disconnect ever. She speaks A plus Portuguese, B plus Spanish, and C English. I speak A plus English, B Spanish, and D Portuguese. Conversations are a linguistic jungle gym, falling in and out of all three languages. We don't understand half the shit the other one says, but verbal misfires are more than compensated with smiles, eye contact, and touch. Remember, the words don't matter, only the emotions they create. 3 a.m. Leaving the club now. We lost track of the main group of tourists hours ago, although we don't really care. We made a token effort to figure out which bar they went to, but really it was an excuse for us to do something together. Taxi. 5 a.m. At my hostel with my laptop, we buy tickets for a getaway at a beach resort about 5 hours outside Buenos Aires. We book a room on the beach together and plan on leaving the next day. We're on day 3 of our little tryst right now. This is the first time I've done an instavacation with a girl, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous going through with it. But it's been fine, wonderful even. Our bubble is slowly fading as the long days together have forced reality to set in a little bit. We're not in love. We're not going to get married and have a million babies. We probably won't even keep in touch, and that's okay. But we still love each other's company. We still laugh together, dance together in inappropriate places, and overdress everywhere we go and make heads turn, as we are Brazilian and American, and that's what we do. On the beach with her perfect body and tiny bikini thong, she rubs suntan lotion on me every afternoon. Every night, we bang and she lives up to the hype of every Brazilian stereotype I've heard. I'm her American Revolution, she's my Capirinha. We speak to each other in broken Spanish, we're creating memories together, and for only a week, we occasionally share the greatest feeling in the world. Update: well, the greatest feeling quickly turned sour as reality hit. She spent most of the last night crying and basically morphed into a stage 5 clinger since, constantly emailing me and wanting to fly back to Buenos Aires to see me. If when I do another instavacation, policy is going to be 2-3 days max. Things were glorious for the first 48 hours, practically dreamlike. Third day was nice and homely. Fourth day saw her getting extremely attached, crying a lot, and there was a lot of friction, and I felt a need to go. I'm not sure what I could have done different other than limit the time together. Some women handle the bubble far better than others. I had an Aussie girl in Germany who managed our love bubble like a pro, brilliant woman. What I do know is that my growing hypothesis that any sort of traveling and/or distance completely distorts everything involved in relationship expectations is true. Relationships are simply absurd or unreliable if there's any sort of traveling or distance involved. People's expectations and idealizations of one another go through the roof, and it just creates all sorts of issues down the road. Are you frustrated by women? Get your dating life handled. Become an attractive man once and for all, without faking it or pretending to be someone you're not. Models, Attract Women Through Honesty has been referred to as the best book in the field by many, and has received 5-star reviews from all over the world. Learn more here. 3 big ideas that can change your life. Receive a free 21-page PDF with 3 life-changing ideas, as well as exclusive interviews and site updates. Enter your email below for instant access. Mark Manson is a writer, entrepreneur, and world traveler. He writes about empowering men through understanding their emotions and sexualities better. He is the author of Mark has also created 3 interactive programs that have helped hundreds of men. IVE 6.